Welcome. So I'll do my best. To be with you. Just want to share with you. Experiencing a difficult time. In regards to the health of Tara, my lovely partner. So please bear with me during this meeting as, some emotions may arise. Actually, they are arising. So here it is. Here we are. Is pain, there is sorrow, there is love. There is peace. There is presence. Which is love. The ocean, the ocean. The ocean of love. Where, beyond words, we recognize each other. Not as people, of course. There is the form, yes, but as that which is beyond the form. This deep, silent, awareness. In our meetings, we're always inviting each other to recognize our true self. To recognize the love that we are, the freedom that we are, that which is unborn. That which does not die. In here, in this temporary journey, this temporary human realm. We are given opportunities to love each other and care for each other and awaken from the sense of separation to, like they say in Buddhism, reach in the other shore. But it's always this shore. It's always available to us. It's always right here, right now. We come together because of this inner calling. We recognize God's voice, God's invitation. The mind is habitual, conditioned. It operates on like on railroad tracks, repetitive stories. Always referring to consciousness as a personal self. Always referring to awareness as a personal body mind. And in doing so, we experience fear, worries, and the sense of lack. regrets. Disappointments. And deep down, we don't like it. We want the freedom. But we don't know how to get there, so to speak. So stubbornly we repeat the same patterns, the same stories. But every now and then, this whole process stops as if by magic. And our entire structure collapses in an instant. What remains? Freedom remains. Peace. The vastness of consciousness. But it's for you to find out. Because this is what this life is about. The collapse of the me story. This illusory me. By now we know that there is no such thing as a separate consciousness. And yet, sometimes the me narrative keeps appearing, and the me feelings and the emotions keep appearing. What's going to happen to me? How am I doing? Am I getting there? What's going to happen to me after I die? Why is this happening to me? But what is this me? A stream of thoughts with a belief behind them. The belief, an ancient belief. That the self is personal and limited. But you have the capacity, the capability to discriminate. Between the old repetitive railroad tracks, demi locomotive, and love, presence, this formless beingness. We are home. We are the home that we seek. We are that which is not a thing, not a somebody, not a someone. But that which is and cannot not be. So invite yourself. To be that which you are, this aware presence, which is effortless, which has no beginning and no ending. Which is not a human, it is divine, meaning real, universal reality, the source. From which this body mind appears, and to which this body mind returns, having never, never left itself. You never leave yourself. As freedom, as the universal peace, as that which untouched by world body mind events, the core, the heart of being, you are that.
thoughts may appear to you. But nothing is happening to you. So, if you have any questions, anything you would like to explore, I have one question that was sent to me by Joanna. I will address it in a minute. Any questions?